bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship his holy name, sing like never before, oh my soul, I'll worship your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning, it's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship his holy name, sing like never before, oh my soul, I'll worship your holy name. You're rich in love and you're slow to anger, your name is great and your heart is kind. For all your goodness I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship his holy name, sing like never before, oh my soul, I'll worship your holy name. And on that day when my strength is failing, the end draws near and my time has come, still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship his holy. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I'll worship your holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before,
Good morning and welcome to St Andrew's Online. I'm Chris. Thank you ever so much to Nick, Aileen and the children for the beautiful display you've created this morning for us. And thanks to Dan as well, who's on music for us. Today we are celebrating harvest. We're giving thanks. We're looking for God, for goodness in our lives. Sometimes times are tough, but God is with us. We just need to look. A little bit later in our gathering, there's going to be an opportunity for us all to eat and drink together. If you've got something that you could eat whilst you're in your home, then please do have that with you. And we're going to be remembering Jesus together. Let's give thanks. As we think back over this past week, can you bring to mind or say out loud the things for which you are thankful? Just a few moments of quiet as we just think back to our week, thinking of what we want to say thank you for. With these things in mind, let's give thanks together. Thank you, God, for your goodness that blesses us and the earth.
For your generosity, we thank you.
Thank you, God, for people who grow and prepare food and those who distribute it.
For your generosity, we thank you.
Thank you, God, for this place, this town, this church, and for your faithful love over many generations.
For your generosity, we thank you.
As we reflect on the past week, we also become aware of our own greed and carelessness. Let's bring our broken lives to God. Father, we confess to you our lack of care for the world you have given us. Lord, have mercy. We confess to you our selfishness in not sharing the earth's bounty fairly. Christ, have mercy. We confess to you our failure to protect resources for others. Lord, have mercy. May the Father of all mercies cleanse us from our sins and restore us in his image to the praise and glory of his name. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Creator God, you make all things and give us the earth and the seasons, the rain, the sun and the wind. Make us thankful people with generous hearts, ready to share your goodness and love with all creation. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. Today, as we give thanks, we've got many things to give thanks for, and one of them is the church. And next week, as part of our APCM, our annual meeting, we're going to be giving thanks for everything that happened in 2019. This is our meeting that was deferred from earlier in the year. And so today, we're going to explore a little bit more about the church and what the church is. I'm handing over to Nick.
In the last few weeks, we've been exploring what it means to be the church with the help of the letter to the Ephesians. It's reminded us that we are chosen and adopted as beloved children of God, a diverse family of people united in Christ, and a living temple in which God dwells. Ephesians also pictures the church as the interconnected body of Christ, growing into maturity and called to reflect the light of Christ in the world. Today, we explore one more metaphor, the church as the bride of Christ. A very short reading from Ephesians chapter 5. Verse 25 to 27. Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word, and to present her to himself as a radiant church without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless.
We're all probably getting a bit fed up hearing over and over that we are living in unprecedented times. We are living through a challenging experience and trying to navigate through uncharted territory. We don't know quite what to expect or what to do for the best. The usual things that we rely upon have been shaken. As a church, we've been challenged to work out how to do church, how to be church. When we couldn't use our building earlier in the year, we've experimented with different ways of gathering. As we face a new season of disruption, uncertainty, and change, we are continuing to ask the question, how do we do church? How can we be church? We've looked to the book of Ephesians to help us answer that question. Here comes the bride.
Ephesians is clear. God loves us so much that he accepts us just as we are. But God loves us so much that he doesn't leave us as we are. God wants to restore us in his image, along with the whole of creation. In a traditional Ugandan wedding, the groom has to pay a bride price or a dowry, which is negotiated before the marriage. That practice would have been understood in the first century, and it still is across many parts of the world. So Christ pays the bride price, but he pays it with his very life. He gives everything. No negotiation, no need to impress. Romans 5 says that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. We are accepted and forgiven. You are accepted and forgiven. Imagine a bride on her wedding day, beautifully dressed, not a mark on her clothes, hair and face made up to perfection. Who helped her prepare? Well, certainly not the groom. Yet in these verses from Ephesians, it is the groom who is preparing his church for the big day. Through baptism, through the teaching of God's word and the inner work of God's Spirit, Christ is giving the church a thorough makeover to become holy, overflowing with the self-giving and forgiving love of Christ. Radiant, that's a word often used of the bride on her wedding day. To me, it implies a beauty which is much more than skin deep. Christ desires a radiant church with a holy glow emanating from the love which he lavishes upon us. And when his work is complete, Christ will take a few steps back, see the church he has created, and say, wow. In the words of the prophet Isaiah, as the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall your God rejoice over you.
So what does that mean? What does that mean for us? Here are some questions for reflection and discussion. I wonder if what we've talked about this morning has changed your thinking. When you think about the church being the bride of Christ, what does that mean to you? Maybe you need to read the passage again, or maybe there's somewhere else you'd like to read. When God steps back and views his creation, he says, it is good. Isaiah says, as the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall your God rejoice over you. Imagine God rejoicing over you. What does that feel like? And what does the bride of Christ look like? What does it mean to be church? What does it mean to do church? We leave these questions with you. Going to move into a time of prayer. I'm going to bring before God the needs of the world, the needs of St. Helens, the needs of people known to us, and we'll pray for the church to become like a radiant bride. As the music plays, please feel free to share your prayers with us in the comments on Facebook. You might just want to say your prayers aloud where you are or just in the quietness of your heart. Let's focus now.
thousand stories of what they think you're like. I've heard the tender whisper of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. I've seen many searching for answers far and wide, but I know we're all searching for answers. Only you provide, 'cause you know just what we need before we say a word. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You're a good, good father. It's who you are, it's who you are, it's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am, it's who I am, it's who I am. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways to us. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. So undeniable, I can hardly speak. Peace so unexplainable, I can hardly think. As you call me, deeper still, as you call me, deeper still, as you call me, deeper still into life. Love, love, you're a good, good father. It's who you are, it's who you are, it's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am, it's who I am, it's who I am. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am.
Thank you for sharing your prayers. Let's gather our prayers together in the words of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not in temptation, Satan, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We may be apart, but we can still remember Jesus together. And actually, gathered around a table is where Jesus often met people, where he could see people face to face, listen to their stories, share laughter or sadness. This morning, we gather as God's people around many tables and many screens to remember Jesus. This was the same Jesus who once in an upstairs room sat at a meal with his disciples. And during the meal, Jesus took bread, and when he had blessed it, he broke it and he gave it to his disciples, saying, "This is my body. It's broken for you. Do this to remember me." Later in the meal, he took a cup of wine, and after he had given thanks, he said, "This cup is the new relationship with God, made possible because of my death. Drink this, all of you, to remember me." Now we bring our food, knowing our need to be fed and aware that many are hungry. We pour our drinks, knowing our need for joy and aware that many are lonely. And as we prepare to eat and drink together, with gratitude in our hearts to God, we remember Jesus, who was born among us incognito, who grew up without privilege or status, who walked the way to heaven through the back streets of this world, who told the deepest truths in ordinary language, who touched and healed and blessed and disturbed without fear or favour, who showed inclusive love in all its unconditional glory, who for all of this was crucified, died, and was buried, who for all this and for all of us rose again, who, though high in heaven, is present with us now. And now, together, though apart, we look in faith for his presence with us. May the peace of the Lord be always with you. As we listen to the next song, let's eat and drink in our homes, wherever we are, and let's share messages of peace to each other in the comments.
You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am, it's who I am, it's who I am. You're a good, good father. It's who you are, it's who you are, it's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am, it's who I am, it's who I am.
Thank you for joining us for our celebration. We're going to be live again on Wednesday evening at 9 o'clock for a very short night prayer. In the meantime, on the church website, you can find links to our weekly podcast, our blog, and other resources. A final blessing. May God's hope be in our hearts. May God's peace be in our world. May God's love be known between us. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among us and remain with us always. Amen. The harvest of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.
Our God and King, His love endures forever. For He is good, He is above all things. His love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise. With a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, His love endures forever. For the life that's been reborn, His love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise, sing praise, sing praise. Forever God is faithful, forever God is strong. Forever God is with us, forever, forever. From the rising to the setting sun, His love endures forever. By the grace of God, we will carry on. His love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise, sing praise, sing praise. Forever God is faithful, forever God is strong. Forever God is with us, forever. Forever God is faithful, forever God is strong. Forever God is with us, forever. Forever, His love endures forever. His love endures forever, forever. His love endures forever. His love endures forever. His love endures forever. Forever God is faithful, forever God is strong, forever God is with us, forever.